AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, coward.
One condition. You dance with us.
Everything. You see your father. Then you see me.
What has happened to you? What has happened to you?
Well, Mad Money Smith is out for the day. He'll be back on Monday, but we're just about done.
What has happened to you?
He'll be back on Monday. He'll tell you. He's fine. Matt's fine. He'll be back on Monday.
Are you okay, most importantly?
My head hurts from hitting the tree, but I don't have a bleed, so I just have to wear it.
You look a little pale. I'm colorblind, so it could be green. I don't know. Gray, maybe.
Do I really look pale?
Yeah, you're lacking color in your face.
Well, don't I always?
Yeah, but you are of a lighter hue than right now. Usually you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's upsetting. I just looked at myself on the phone. I feel like I look all right.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. It's AM 570 LA Sports Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Dodgers versus Angels. Dodgers on deck coming up at 5:30 with that guy, Tim Cates.
How do you do this every day, Petros? 4 hours of radio
and
talking?
Just stop. First pitch.
God, I'm tired.
First pitch is at 6:40.
I got another hour to go.
You'll be fine. Just read the promos and all of that.
Just read the promos.
Is brought to you by City of Hope, which we are going to bring in with the Dodger pregame, our version of the Dodger pregame in just a moment before the Morongo Casino version is coming up in just a moment. We appreciate all of our sponsors today.
We gave away
the $250 gift card to Burke Williams, the Mother's Day package, the 3-day spa pass, all that stuff. Visit BurkeWilliams.com/Mother's Day. Have a great Mother's Day. Try to appreciate your mother, even if she's a drunk this weekend. And we appreciate our friends at BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse.
That's true.
BJ's Brewhouse Beer Club at BJ'sRestaurants.com/beer club. We gave away the $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House as well.
Are you ready for Mother's Day? For your wife and your mother?
My wife!
Yes.
Good.
I made a hefty purchase for my wife after she picked up the...
My wife!
The dead, disemboweled possum out of my pool, and I walked in a circle inside the house with my ears and eyes closed to the truth of what was happening outside.
That's the truth!
And... since then, I bought her a very nice ring.
Ooh.
And she should be okay at least till her birthday in July.
See, I'm screwed. My wife's birthday was last weekend, so I just gave all my money towards the birthday gift. So she gets a high five.
Cool story, bro.
For Mother's Day.
Did you like how I just cool story bro'd you?
Yeah.
You just wore it, though.
F you.
Clippers Knicks on Sunday on AM 1150 with the Salty A. And tonight... we have got Kings versus the Lanch, and they drop the puck at 7. Listen to the game with Nick Nixon and Daryl Evans live on the LA Kings Audio Network and free on the iHeartRadio app. All right, we still have some business to conduct here before we say aloha for the weekend. So let's do first the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts! Fun facts! All right, well, usually Matt does the fun fact, and they are based in science and logic and things that actually may have happened. But instead, because the Dodgers are playing the Angels, who have been struggling, you know, not as bad as the Dodgers.
Yeah, but pretty bad, though.
Still struggling.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are taking on the Angels. Can I have some Angel music? This is my favorite song about Angels. Angel by Aerosmith. On the Permanent Vacation album. Heavy rotation on MTV when we first got cable as a young man.
1987.
Sounds about right.
I know it's right.
There are different kinds of angels, according to the Bible. The angelic realm has seraphim, cherubim, archangels, and fallen angels. Seraphim are the closest to the throne of God, according to the book of Isaiah.
That's where I'll be. If you're looking for me in the afterlife.
Well, you're not an angel.
In
you're
heaven?
You're immortal. You're not an
when
angel.
When I'm in heaven, though, that's where I'll be.
You won't be an angel.
Yeah, probably will be.
Cherubim are considered to be angels that guard sacred things. And you guard the Petros and Money Show.
I'm tired of guarding. Give me a new role.
According to Scripture, also, there are thousands upon thousands of angels. Psalm 68 tells us the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands. Hebrews 12:22 asserts, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. So,
love that.
There's a lot of angels. I figured you would like just some really heavy Christianity.
I appreciate
here.
That.
Well, the Dodgers taking on the Angels. I mean, and you know I love this song. So it all fits for me.
This is the real reason.
For a ride. Oh, listen, he's going to do his thing. You know, I had a friend call me the other day, last night.
Cool story, bro.
Let me tell you.
Oh, there's more.
Hey, if you... Robbie Bogdanovich called me, and he was like, hey, you're not going to believe this, but did you know that Liv Tyler didn't even know Steven Tyler growing up, and that she was raised by Todd Rundgren and thought he was her dad, the other musician, and it turned out to be Steven Tyler?
I did not know that.
See, I knew that, and he felt like an idiot, and I was like, come on, man.
You're pretty good at that, making people feel really bad about themselves.
Cool story about me.
Yeah.
That's a good story about
me. Look at
me.
I know something. You don't.
I spent all my money on my wife, so I don't know what to get. Hey, cool story, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks, Pat.
I heard Bill Ryder do that once to that Pablo guy. Cool story. I don't want to hear what you're saying about.
Oh, you mean the Hispanic Petros Papadakis?
That was what he was billed at.
Ah, okay.
It's time for the quick hit.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Dodgers Angels Freeway Series, Game 1. Tonight.
I cannot wait.
Why?
Griffin Canning, Julio Urias, two of the young stud pitchers in baseball. Griffin Canning won a gold glove last year, pride of Santa Margarita, pride of UCLA, second round pick a couple years ago.
Save
go
it.
Bruins.
Save it for the bottom of the hour, buddy.
Julio Urias, I'm calling him Urias.
Angels will see Shohei Ohtani. Only as a hitter.
Ooh. He's got 10 bombs.
I mean, the Dodgers will see him as a hitter.
Yeah.
And the Angels will run him out there as a hitter.
Yes.
But not as a pitcher. He won't pitch again until next week in Houston versus the Astros. But we're all excited to see Shohei Ohtani because he's a big deal in the world of baseball.
He hits bombs.
He throws 100 and he hits bombs.
Exit velo, 100 miles an hour.
He's a big deal. But the Angels have been struggling as of late, Cates, and there's no doubting that.
They just got swept by Tampa Bay, four straight, and they've lost 5 in a row overall.
Okay, but that's still not as bad as the Dodgers' free fall.
Yeah, but the Dodgers are still well over 500 and still right there towards the top of the NL West. The Angels are quickly doing what they do. Come May, they just fall. Like angels, just fall out of
well,
the
sky. Well, now that they got rid of Albert Pujols and we talked to Mark Gubazaw, I think everything's going to go well. And we said that Cincinnati was just what the doctor ordered for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And they clowned the Dodgers.
No, but Milwaukee was just what the doctor
ordered. And then they clowned the Dodgers. And then the Cubs were just what the doctor ordered. And it seems like anybody who's struggling gets off the schneid, so to speak, after they play the defending World Series champion Dodgers.
So you're saying maybe the Dodgers are just what the doctor ordered.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
You might want to take that into Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck at the bottom of the hour.
I will.
Friend. Congratulations to baseball.
Yay, baseball.
Weekly COVID-19 testing. 10,330 tests conducted.
It's a lot.
Zero positive tests.
How many?
Zero. Nothing.
Wow.
Among major league players and staff members.
They're getting close to 85% vaccinated across
Major League Baseball. Yeah, I was going to ask you, Cates. I was going to ask you if it was a vaccination thing.
It's over 80% now across Major League Baseball. They don't want to call it a victory yet at 85%, but the finish line is well within sight.
yet some still have not been vaccinated.
There are some. There are some. Still holding out.
Some are waiting to see what happens.
Hey, I want to play out the long term here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I have a really bad headache.
I'm in no rush to go anywhere.
I got a headache for weeks.
I'm an angel in heaven when I go to heaven.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I am.
That's
not how it works. The NBA, everybody. The Clippers are 45-22 on this season.
Yay.
They're the 3 seed in the West.
Ooh.
They host the Knicks on Sunday. We talked about it.
Ooh, Julius Randle coming to town.
Yeah, what happened? He's good all of a sudden.
Julius Randle.
The Lakers are 37-29. You know you're going to be able to do a Vic the Brick for our new Chevy Summer Tour? There's going to be a Vic the Brick imitation contest.
Is there really?
I've heard. A birdie told me.
Who came up with that idea?
And it wasn't the Tovato Tequila Thunderbird.
I'm pretty sure that has never been suggested to me at all.
We'll see what happens.
Wow.
The Lakers are 37-29. They are plummeting.
Wow, man, freaked out.
Like the Dodgers.
Like an angel out of the sky.
A fallen angel.
Yes.
Lucifer. Satan.
I am not one of those.
They have 6 games left. You're neither.
Okay.
They are not mortal beings, according to the Bible.
Well, when I go to heaven, I'm not mortal either.
That's
anymore.
Not what happened. That's not the original. 6 games left.
That's not the original.
The regular season for the Lakers. They play Portland tonight.
Ooh.
In Portland.
It's a big game.
Lakers and the Blazers have identical records. The winner tonight might secure the 6th seed in the West. The loser likely will have the play-in tournament. Lakers star Anthony Davis said his back hurt, but he was holding his ankle. He is not the toughest player I've seen.
Oh, but he's going to play tonight.
We'll see what happens.
Anthony Davis is going
to
play?
He hopes to play.
He's playing. They need to win this game, Petros.
The Bulls and Blazers will begin admitting fans for the first time since the pandemic began.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah, way to go. The people at these games look miserable, by the way.
Really?
Alone and miserable.
Wait, let's go through again. You can't bring anything in except it's in your pocket.
Well, you have to go to the roped-off area like a sheep to graze, to eat.
You want
to
eat or drink, it's in a certain area.
You have to stand like a dog.
If you're going to breathe out of your nose, you have to go to a certain section. It's crazy.
Is there a nose-breathing section?
There is.
Because I'm a mouth breather. Me and Clay Helton would be in the same section. That would be very awkward. So anyway, they're coming in. Have fun. OKC announced in March it wouldn't allow fans to attend games until next season.
So I guess they've turned things around there in the old OKC.
I guess. Chicago might be moving. The Bears. 30 miles northwest of the Windy City. The team is not denying comments made by Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes that the Bears were seriously considering a move to Irwindale.
Yeah, no. Arlington Heights.
3,000-acre site of the Arlington Park racetrack that is being torn down, much like the racetrack here in Inglewood that was torn down and put a huge monolith to pro sports by the NFL and Stan Kroenke of Walmart right there on top of our lake, Lake Hollywood Park, here in our community. They put it right there. They put that monstrosity there. Now they're going to do it in Illinois.
I was hoping Matt was going to be here when I wrote the quick hits.
Oh, and he could
today.
Talk about, I've been over there.
That's the north side, brother. Yeah, it's northwest of it.
That's over by Montecito Catholic, home of the knife heads.
Well, most importantly, I wanted to know, is it underneath the flight pattern of O'Hare?
Oh,
because that way, if you're flying in or out of O'Hare, we can get those great pictures.
Oh, great call.
I mean, that's all we care about,
but
right?
But there's two airports in Chicago, right? There's another one, too.
Yeah, the one that Southwest flies into.
Right. So maybe that one.
Okay.
ESPN and TNT will be the NHL's new TV partners.
Ooh.
Starting in October. We are not sweating it because
I hope the glowing puck comes back like Fox did years ago. That was an awesome feature.
You know, wasn't that...
I'm just hoping TNT...
It wasn't that bad of an idea.
That's why I said I hope they bring it back, because that way I can see where the puck is.
We have the glowing Kings here on the Kings Audio Network. And you can see it. It glows just like the glowing puck on the app. The Kings are 3 games under .500, but hey, whatever. They're sellers, and they're working toward next year.
There's 5 games left, including tonight. And by the way, they shut Dustin Brown down for the rest of the year. Upper body injury for old Brownie. So he'll be back in the fall when the season comes. You don't care about Wayne Gretzky being fought over by TNT and ESPN to be their lead analyst?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wayne's going to be talking?
Both sides are fighting over to who gets Wayne Gretzky to be their studio analyst.
Are we talking about...
Because TNT wants like their Charles Barkley.
Tony Romo money.
To get Gretzky off Sherwood Country Club's golf courses? That little short drive that he's got in his golf cart that
Look,
he loves taking?
I've never seen a drunker caddy in my life. than that day that Blake Griffin got traded and we saw Wayne Gretzky. All right, listen, we're going to be out of here in just a moment, but know this, you can follow us on Twitter and social media over the weekend. You want to know how many waves Matt catches once his mouth feels better? At The Real Matt Money Smith on Instagram, at Matt Money Smith on Twitter, at Tim Cates on Twitter, working those Dodger games hard all weekend long.
I'll be at Don Cuco's tonight if you want to come hang out.
And at the Kook and all Village Christian girls school varsity lacrosse games. At Ronnie Fascio, at Petros and Money is our Twitter, at The Old P is my Twitter, and at Petros and Money I do on Instagram.
So you look a little better in the face. In the last 20 minutes here, 18 minutes or so, you look like you've gotten a little bit of life in your face.
Well, that gives me hope. And that brings us to the City of Hope Dodger pregame show. You know, at City of Hope, physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. The Dodgers are only two games over 500. After all that blustery talk about the best baseball team of all time, the Bill Plaschke article that he wrote before the season started in the LA Times.
He wrote a follow-up. The best team in baseball looks like the worst team in baseball. Came out today.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thanks for heading me off at the pass.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make a fool of Plaschke.
No.
And they take on the Angels, who are even in worse shape. Four games under 500. Of course, the Angels haven't lost as many as the Dodgers. They lost three in a row in Chicago. They're 1-6 on the road trip. The Angels lost four in a row to the Rays. They've lost five straight overall. Well, they both kind of suck.
You know, we asked Gooby earlier, now that Albert Pujols is gone, which way does this team go? Do they just skyrocket and take off because they have nothing to lose? And Pujols, the $30 million star, is
albatross,
gone.
A bit of an albatross.
Yeah,
on the net.
Albatross. Yeah, he's gone. The anchor at first base, he's gone. Or do they tank like they usually do in May and under 500 by June and basically out of it by then?
Well, you didn't have wind in your jaws like that when you're talking to Gooby.
I love Gooby.
Yeah, old punk-ass Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck host trying to step the big, strong, schlong Goobaza. Wasn't going to happen, was it?
No, we need him for the summer tour still.
We do need him, especially when we're down there. Dodgers, Angels, I told you they've been losing. The Angels are 6-8 in home games in 2020.
They suck.
And they have compiled a .255 batting average as a team this season.
Brutal. Most of that's Albert Pujols' .198 batting average.
But that's second in the American League.
Well, you know, that's with Albert Pujols, who's only hitting .198, so that's good then.
I mean, you wrote this.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's hitting .380.
He hits bombs. Him and Shohei Ohtani just hit bombs.
All right. Is that your... Are you going to have the same kind of professional analysis in the next segment?
Just go on social media. Every time Ohtani hits a home run or Mike Trout hits a bomb, there's a little bomb emoji right next to it exploding.
The Dodgers are just a tick under 500, 9-10 on the road, and they have an on-base percentage of .335.
It's not good.
That's first in the National League.
Dang it!
Justin Turner's leading the team hitting .422.
Yeah.
Or is that just his on-base percentage?
That's his on-base percentage.
Are you trying to confuse me?
I'm confused at this point, Petros.
Tonight, Julio Urias and Griffin Canning, the pitching matchup coming up next. Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates, and we will be back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Right, Cates?
Yeah, 3 o'clock. 3 to 6 Monday.
Anything else? Any curveballs next week you want to talk about already?
No. Dodgers back home. Big homestand starting on Monday. Freeway series this weekend.
A big thank you to Mark Gubazon, David Vasse, my father. We'll be back at full strength, presumably on Monday. Podcast the show on the iHeartRadio app. In the meantime, have a great weekend, everybody. Vaya con Dios.
LA's best sports talk.
That's a good endorsement there.
AM 570 LA Sports.
You know, there's nothing like the dense beard of justice. Good old Sweet James Bergner, awarded best attorneys in America. Sweet James has come through for people just like you for a really long time. He does not like seeing people taken advantage of in the world of car accidents.